Mark Rogers, Sportsnet 650 soccer analyst and resident hooligan, joins us here on this Monday morning. Mark, how are
you,
sir?
How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. You know, it's sunny, getting up to 30 in some parts of the region today. I'm down with that. But what I'm not down with is how the Whitecaps, and I guess if they want to sit there and sell it as, hey, you know, we pulled out a point, I guess a point's better than nothing, but there is such a fertile land right now in this marketplace where you have the Vancouver Canucks in the middle of a rebuild. You've got the Lions, who clearly the luster has worn off on this team in this market. Like, there, if there was ever a time for people to want to find a winner and get on board, now would be the time for a Whitecaps standpoint. And they're just totally missing out this year. And that was noticeable with a lot of significantly empty seats on Friday night at BC Place.
Yeah, I think the city's ready for a big name.
Yes!
As the MLS expands, and you're seeing teams like LAFC come in, previously New York City FC, Atlanta United, these teams are spending a lot of money, not just on salaries, but on buying players. And that's where the Whitecaps have taken a bit of a step back. MLS released their salaries over the last number of days, and they've gone down to about 16th in the league on total spending as far as salaries go. And you know that they're not spending a ton of money on bringing players in, like in Atlanta United have done. So they're putting themselves in a real difficult spot, and it's an interesting tie. I couldn't agree more, James. This city is ready for something exciting like that. Whitecaps are just, it's been a bit meh so far this year.
Totally.
Do you see, Mark, them bringing in somebody like a Rooney or Ibrahimovic? Like, I don't think they need to bring in a name that's that big, nor will they likely spend that kind of money, but somebody of substance. We always talk about how stars sell.
Yeah, I mean, all I hear from them repeatedly is that that's not their model. That's not what they want to do. And my opinion on that is as they expand the rosters to add more DP, designated players, it's going to make it more difficult to win with the way they've structured things now with value for money talent. So, and not to mention, this is an event town. This city would get behind something like that if there was somebody to go hang their hat on that they knew they could go and watch live. And I think the city's just ready for that.
How do you sell that to your fan base if you have an ownership group and a front office that's saying, that's not our model, we're not going to go out there and get a big player? It's almost, to me, it sounds like you're selling mediocrity. You're like, we're just going to be middle of the pack, and that's who we're going to be.
Yeah, I think over the last number of years, I think that it could be a little harsh to say that. I think they've still, you know, as far as getting in the playoffs, they're above average. But over time, I think it's going to get harder and harder with the way the MLS is growing. So it's sort of they're at that crossroads now. Do we take a left turn and do we start to spend a bit of money, just to keep up? Mm-hmm. Or do we take a right turn and become one of the bottom third teams and just hope to sneak into the playoffs every year? It's going to be a tough decision for them. I'm not sure. All signs point to at the minute that they're looking to take a right turn and get value for money talent out of South America and Central America largely. But I couldn't agree more. I think they're at a juncture now, the Whitecaps, in their own personal development as a club, where they can push the boat out a little bit and bring in one or two big names. And I think you have to do your due diligence too. What they don't want is a guy that's looking here to, you know, to retire, enjoy the lifestyle, and just occasionally play a soccer game. They want to bring in a guy that is going to come and work and put on a show for this city. And if they can get that right and do their due diligence and bring that type of player in, I think BC Place will be packed. Yeah. I think it'll be buzzing. And you guys made the point too. It's not a great time in the history for the Canucks. BC Lions have had a difficult time over the last couple of years. So it is an opportunity for the Whitecaps to do something like that and create a bit of buzz in the city.
You know, Mark Rogers with us here on Sportsnet 650, and that's exactly it, Mark. Like, and again, you know, Wayne Rooney may not necessarily be the ideal choice, and you can debate that and whatever the answer is. But
I'll tell you, James, I'm an Everton supporter.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's the ideal choice. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that feel that way. But then you look at, like, Ibrahimovic. He hits the post over the weekend, and that became a highlight reel moment, just the way that the goalposts were rattling, just with the explosiveness of what this guy does. Stars sell, and the MLS is now quickly establishing themselves as a have-or-have-not league, much like you see through so many European leagues on the other side across the pond. And Vancouver right now is positioning themselves as a minnow in this league. And, you know, there's a passionate fan base. There's a huge soccer community here. People want to get on board, but, you know, people want to win. And Stars sell too, and that's okay. Look at the other big markets. You know, Toronto has a $26 million payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver has eight. You know, does it need to be, like,
it doesn't need to be that much, like, three times.
It doesn't need to be that wide, but you look at the results of teams that have spent. Seattle, look, a two-hour drive. Mark, they've been to two MLS finals the last 2 years, right? They win one, they lose one, but they are a spending team.
Well, and here's a little bit of credit to the Whitecaps to elaborate on what you just said, James, is they've set out to put up value for money and a little bit of depth for value on the field. If you can surround a good player or a marquee player with some decent quality, which the Whitecaps are okay. I mean, we're not talking about a team that's completely devoid of quality on the field. If they can surround a good player with that, they're gonna immediately become a better team, you know, and a more exciting team. You're not just plopping down a superstar surrounded by a bunch of college players, for example. It's a team that, if they got a guy that they can play through, can do some damage. I think they're just missing that one type of elite level player. And frankly, against 2/3 of the MLS teams now, each of those teams have a player like that. So it's just going to become harder and harder as this league grows. And it is growing fast for the Whitecaps with this present day model to continue to keep up.
Mark, appreciate you dropping by. You know what? If the organization could afford you, I would maybe say go and spend on bring you in as the hired gun to sell tickets. Thanks, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
Sportsnet 650.